Yeah.
Mr. President, Miss Woods calling you.
Yeah.
Mr. President, Miss Woods.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Rose.
Good morning. I'm sorry to bother you,
but all right.
I want to check one thing. I'm supposed to go away this afternoon, unless you're for the weekend.
Oh, fine, good.
Up to, it'll be partly work. It's up to Massachusetts and attending some dinner of,
sure,
you know,
right ahead.
Statewide industry.
There's nothing here. I'm just doing the editor's Friday, so there's no problem.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Okay, well, I'll be back early Sunday evening, so if you need any type Sunday evening.
Sure. I sent over a brief memorandum for Ray Price. It's only about 2 minutes.
Okay.
Malone will bring it over to you.
All right. What I didn't want to wait was to talk to you when you got to, you know, after you got in the middle of things. The other thing, I promised John Eisenhower that I would tell you. He called me the other day to say that he wanted you to know before you might, you know, the minute somebody thinks of something, you hear it, that he does plan to turn in his resignation about the 1st of July.
Yeah. This year?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
That one of the things is that, and he'd like to be back in Phoenixville, say, by the 1st of September, because that's when their house becomes available.
Yeah, I see. Mm-hmm.
And the reason, he just, there's no problems and anything, but he feels that, you know, he should get back. But he said these things have a way of getting out. He just didn't want somebody else to tell you that.
Fine. All right. Yeah.
And that's
good.
All that I really have to bother
that's
you
good.
About now.
All right. Well, I didn't know that he was planning it that soon.
Well, he apparently said that when the lease got up on his house, he said someone at State might say, said he turned in a reasonably warm telegram the other day on a couple of Belgian issues, but that has nothing to do with it, that it's the house is available and he feels, you know, if he's been there
wants
long
to come home, perhaps.
Yeah.
Probably had enough of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was very, you know, he loves it and all that, but he just thinks...
Well, I think anybody would be tired of being an ambassador after 2 years.
Yeah.
Sick of the damn job.
Yeah.
So, it's good. We'll get enough.
And it isn't out. It's still, you know, it's secret. But he just didn't want anyone else to get the word to you except to come from him.
Yeah. Okay.
And we continue to hear good things about that speech.
Is that right? Yeah,
I talked with Frank over the weekend.
Jorgensen?
Frank Schmidt from Nevada.
Oh, yeah, Nevada.
And
Nevada.
He said that from even dyed-in-the-wool old Democrats who, you know, have never voted any other way, he's heard nothing but good comment about it. And he was very pleased. He always tells me the truth, you know.
Sure.
And, of course, he hangs around a lot of different places. Sometimes they're tough places.
They have to,
But he said that it just, people, this one old, he particularly remembered one old Irishman, who probably never has and maybe never will vote anything but Democrat, but he said that the man said anyone who could watch that and doubt your sincerity had to be crazy.
Okay.
So he was very pleased. And we hear that from every side.
All right. What's he think of Hoover?
Well, for a long time, he thinks he's done a good job, but he is, you know, he's a little childish on some of the rules with those
become
guys.
Become too old, yeah.
Well, like it's like a little school, you know, like you can't weigh a half a pound more than you're supposed to and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's what I think is maybe undermining him, is that I haven't talked with him since all, you know, everybody's jumped on banging him. But
it's terrible what they're doing.
It really is. Once they start, everybody...
That's silly Muskie, for Christ's sake, saying that. About surveilling Earth Day. Is there anybody cared?
Yeah. I know. They're becoming pretty foolish, you know. It's but what's happened, what I think is the sad part of it is that because he is older, they'll keep on at it, and he may make a mistake and flail back about the wrong thing or something.
Mm-hmm.
That's what bothers me. That's what happens with most of the older men, I think. He's had such a good record and been able to keep still under certain things. But I know a lot of the guys are, you know, some of the things
I know.
Are pretty tight, but
on the other hand,
such a great job.
Yeah, well, on the other hand, you're not going to run down a friend.
No, indeed.
That's right.
No.
Okay, have a good time.
I don't think they would either. Okay.